Entergy New Orleans has been a part of the economic development team that has been working to develop new businesses, grow businesses, and attract business to New Orleans. And we wanted to talk to you today a little bit about your role in doing that and how you've been successful and what challenges you face in helping through economic development. So why is Entergy New Orleans a part of this whole economic process in the city right now? A lot of people would be surprised to hear that the public utility, that the power company, was part of this team.
Right. Well, we do get that question often. But so thank you for the opportunity to just kind of share why Entergy New Orleans prioritizes economic development investment. So just, the more residents, the more large scale customers that we have, businesses in this city, the more affordable our rates are for everyone. So we see it as our duty, to bring business to the city, which then brings jobs and people are able to have higher incomes, also, and are more able to afford their utility bills. So that makes sense.
Yeah. If you draw more business to the city, your company makes more money and you also help the community at large. So clearly, it's an effort for a win-win-win.
Correct. It's an affordability issue for our customers.
And how's it going?
Well, it's going well. I'm about 3 months into my new job. And so I came in at a really fortuitous time where we have some visionary opportunities happening in New Orleans East that I'm really excited about and just kind of dove right into.
So I know you've talked before on the program with Newell about the I-510 corridor, specifically with NASA Michoud having the assembly facility out there and its crucial role in the space program and returning astronauts to the moon and now building a base on the moon. But there's a lot more than just NASA work that goes on at that facility. There are a lot of companies doing a whole lot of work out there, aren't there?
Absolutely. One of my priorities whenever I first started with Entergy was I requested a tour of NASA Michoud because I really wanted to get a sense of what that asset was. And I was blown away. I mean, first of all, we were able to see the SLS rocket for the Artemis 3, assembled and ready to go out in a few weeks over to Cape Canaveral. And just to have that asset in our city, and in particular in New Orleans East, it just presents such an incredible opportunity, very similar to, Huntsville, Alabama, where they have our partner, NASA's partner facility, Marshall. That's what really sort of jumped out to me when I was there. So you have Lockheed Martin, you have Boeing, you have Vivace. You also have some defense manufacturers like Textron, which is located in the property adjacent to NASA that IRG has developed. So it's, and there's just tons of land out there, which is one of the reasons that, the mayor's administration and Dr. Maines, the deputy mayor of economic development, myself, LED, GNO Inc., especially, we're all focused on that area because we understand, with that amount of land and all these, this federal asset and these the benefits of being in that area, there's just so much opportunity.
Yeah, I've been very blessed. I've had two loved ones work out there at NASA Michoud with two different companies. But there's great opportunity. There's some great high-paying jobs out there.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people don't realize they're not just building the SLS. They're not just building the crew capsule out there, that they have all these other companies that are doing private work totally unrelated to NASA. And not only in aerospace. So, and there's plenty of land still that could, even the Coast Guard has a huge facility out there. I don't think most people realize.
Exactly. It's sort of like, when you drive down Chapultepec and the Port of New Orleans is happening behind that wall and you have no idea how cool, and the amount of activity that's happening out there and how much money is flowing through that port. And so it's kind of the same thing with NASA, unless you're driving down that road, you're not going to really be able, and honestly, you have to tour the facility. They have these huge pieces of equipment that that LSU and UNO, they have their National Center of Advanced Manufacturing out there. And so that's one of the main attractions for these companies that you mentioned to be doing business out there. You know, we have world-class welding at NASA out there. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And the opportunity is enormous. And you talk about the innovation, and you talk about all the brilliant minds and right. amazing technological companies that are operating out there. And that translates through the community. That provides opportunities for right. colleges and universities, for high schools, for training programs, and so for so
community
many other things.
Colleges.
Yeah.
You know, it's so for, you know, every engineer that is needed, you have multiple technicians that would be trained through, you know, Nunez. They're currently training for Boeing that do a lot of the work out at NASA. So that's something to really keep in mind with these opportunities as they develop, that there will be openings and need for trained workers. And so anyone that's really interested in, you know, either what's happening at I-510, which is the shipping and logistics corridor that, you know, will have warehousing along the I-510 right there because of the Louisiana International Terminals development, you know, they can get trained, you know, starting now by Delgado. We also have a partner, Goodwill. They'll be doing some training out there for those jobs. And then likewise at NASA, they'll be, you know, we're hoping the aerospace and as well defense industry, you know, may find that area attractive and hopefully look at it for expanding manufacturing out there. And there'll be jobs, you know, that are needed around that opportunity as well.
What kind of reception are you getting when you go out and you talk to people and you say, hey, we have this amazing facility in New Orleans that has everything you need? It's got rail, it's got water, it's got interstate,
yeah.
it's got highly trained and developed industry. It's got all of the things that a company could want and need to grow and develop right there. What kind of reaction have
right.
you been getting, and how's the future look?
Well, right now, you know, we have Louisiana Economic Development, we have GNO Inc., you know, we're all just corralling around like what this vision is. And with the city of New Orleans, they, you know, there was a New Orleans East Innovation District study that was commissioned kind of to analyze the assets out there and try to determine what would be the best use for it and who might find it attractive. And so we've been in that phase of this part of the project. And, you know, next, you know, when the opportunity for NASA is released, the manufacturers and companies that are interested will have the ability to respond. So that's when we'll be able to really see, you know, if the vision that we're all helping to put together, you know, what type of reception it gets. But I imagine, you know, my time in Huntsville and just kind of seeing the different ingredients that has made that city successful. You know, you have the universities that are training, you know, engineers, but doing research out there at Cummings Research Park. You have the community colleges that are training the technicians. You have the defense manufacturers. You have defense research contractors out there. And because you have all those people and all this industry, you also have restaurants, you have apartments, you have all the things, you know, that sort of come along with building an ecosystem like that. And that's really what we're sort of, you know, our involvement at this moment is really helping to try to shape what that could look like.
Kia Sherman, Entergy New Orleans Vice President of Customer Service and Economic Development. Anything else you want to share with our audience as you launch into this new effort to try and convince the world that New Orleans has everything they need to create or relocate a company, even in the high-tech sector, right here in the city?
Right. That's right. I mean, you said it for me. And then we also have the culture of New Orleans that they would benefit from as well. The food, the music, the people are like nowhere else. So that's what brought me back.
Back. Okay. So you're a native?
Yes. Yeah. Born in New Orleans. And I came back right after Katrina.
And work took you elsewhere.
And
most recently, Alabama, huh?
Well, that was a visit. I've never been an Alabama girl.
Okay. Well, I wasn't suggesting you were, but you were talking about your time at Huntsville, so there you go.
Don't give me a bad rap here, Dave.
I would never. Kia, thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate it, and we look forward to continuing this journey and seeing if we can land some big successes and continue to make this vision come true. As we send astronauts back to the moon, let's send major industry and technology to New Orleans. Thank you, Kia.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Kia Sherman here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen.